51. Phone solicitors. Phone companies have come a long way in America in regards to bothering people to buy new service. It seems they call and call and call, always trying to get you to combine this service with that one. They even seem to be cognizant of when you're eating dinner, because each phone call always seems to coincide with the first bite of every evening meal. I wish something could be done to stop phone solicitors. My mother found a special service to block solicitors to be cold comfort. The service blocked other calls, including her friends, and collect calls from me from China. She finally came around to how ineffective that blocking service was and canceled it, but they still come at her regularly to ask if she wants the service again. Maybe this problem explains why so many people in America have unlisted phone numbers. I come across people every day who do this. If a service doesn't know your number, it can't come after you. Unfortunately, I can't have an unlisted number. I'm always coming and going, so people have to be able to find my number in the phone book. Anyhow, I hope that these solicitors come about someday and change their methods. I collided with another one the other day. When I yelled at him, he came right back and said that he hated calling people too. "Why do you do it?" I asked. "Because it was a high-paying job," he answered. "Who cares?" I said back. I wouldn't come along with any plan of his just so that he could earn better money than I do. I hung up. I know his phone call will come again. Next time, I just won't answer. Thank God for caller ID.